Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. I'm running around this morning. I woke up late. I have golf today. I have a golf outing, which I am just thrilled about, and it is absolutely pouring. So I'm hoping to get everything done. I hope it stops raining. But I was reading this morning in Psalms chapter 62, and I just kind of want to go back to the goodies. If you know that, when you start reading a word a lot and you are feeling a certain way, or maybe you just want to wrap your mind around something and you kind of know where it is, it's always good to have those places in the word. I think One big one for me was be anxious for not one thing. Do not be anxious for one things, but by what? By prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need. Let your specific requests be declared unto God. So anytime I would go through any type of, I don't know, just where you freak out, let's say about money, because at the time I was absolutely broke, I would start to go to God with that. And it's like, you know, God says, don't be anxious. He's going to take care of it. Don't be anxious. He's going to take care of it. Seek ye first the kingdom, and those things shall be added unto you. Does he not feed the birds? Does he not take care of the good and the bad? It's wrapping your mind around that to get focused on the good and realize, you know, God's going to take care of it. And this is another great one. If you go to Psalms chapter 62, verse 1, it says, surely I myself waiteth in silence upon God, for from him cometh my safety and my salvation. He only, or truly, is my rock and my safety and salvation. He is my defense or my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved. You don't need to be moved in your head to being afraid. You don't need to be moved when you're challenged spiritually. God is behind you. God is your safety. God is your salvation. The creator of the heavens and the earth itself is behind you. And you are a son of God once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 3, how long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Salah. Obviously, this guy's going through some persecution. He's going through persecution. If you're going through persecution, you got to know that God is on your side. You got to trust that God is on your side. And also, like in the Word, it talks about if they bring you before men, just speak and the Holy Spirit will speak through you. There's a tremendous comfort when it comes to God being in your life, working with you. Verse 5, my soul, wait thou in silence only upon God, for my expectation is from him. The state of expecting, and I love that. Again, tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, which is the expectation of future good, and that will never cause you shame. You'll never blush or be embarrassed knowing that God is your God. And it's the same thing here. For my expectation, the state of expecting is from God. God wants you to sit in hope. The end of all of it, the end of like the tribulation, and where it's to hope. It's to have hope in God because you can sit there in a state, a spiritual state, knowing that God is going to take care of you. My soul, wait thou in silence only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Truly, he is my rock, and rock is put for firmness, a symbol of firmness. He is my rock. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Upon God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Confide or trust in him. Do you put your trust in God? Do you confide in God? Do you talk to him? You can confide in your heavenly Father. You can talk to him. There's a place in there where God pacifies your heart. He speaks to your heart. The heart is the seat of your distinctive character. It's what makes you you. So he thinketh as he is. The heart, the things you think about make you you, and God will talk to you and speak to and pacify your character. You gotta continually stick and keep him number one. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall absolutely direct your path. Acknowledge God on the day-to-day things going on in your life. Acknowledge him and he shall absolutely direct your path. You will never blush. You will never be upset by having an expectation and a hope in God, because he will always come through. Generations and generations and generations have shown that. Have a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for a blessed day. I pray that it doesn't rain all day so I can go out there and golf. I also pray that I golf well, if it's your will. And I just thank you for the moments of my life, Father, and for everything you do for us. I pray for the show today, that it goes well for Janine. And I just ask for your loving disposition and your comfort, and that you kind of show me what's important the day of, so I know kind of how to work or where to work or in what business. And I just thank you for each and every moment. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.